Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. This segment of the show is brought to you by Dave and Paige Smith of Realty One Group, Willamette Valley. Another group of great local business people who advertise on this radio station to make these conversations in this radio station and this show possible for us to have interaction and hopefully for you to gain something good out of it that's beneficial to you in your life to help you change your world. And I hope you've done that. Well, Dave and Paige Smith make this all possible. They're realtors. Their motto is ready to go above and beyond to serve you, and they do. 503-939-7099. It's the best way to get a hold of them. If you're thinking about buying a home, think about selling your home. Give them a call. 503-939-7099. They mean it when they say they're ready to go above and beyond for you, to serve you. Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley. I will go back to the phones in a moment here. Let me just get started with what you're reading about Mike Pence not agreeing. Well, let me just read you the headline from the Gateway Pundit. That's one of my go-to websites, great conservative place. They jumped the gun a little bit, I think. Here's the headline. What a disgrace. Pence disagreed with Louie Gohmert on the Electoral College vote before the lawsuit. Here's what this says. Before Vice President Mike Pence was sued by Representative Louie Gohmert, their lawyers met and the two sides disagreed about how the Electoral College is formally accepted. Therein lies the truth of the matter, folks, and why, frankly, this is it's the wrong headline. Now, I know why they put it there. It's meant to pressure Mike Pence. I get it. Mike Pence didn't disagree with anything, folks. His lawyers did. At this point, we don't know what Mike Pence thinks. He's not said. Now, the story about this in the Epoch Times is also telling. In that, it talks about how all of this came about. Now, one of the points they make here in the Epoch Times story is this. If two sets of electors are presented for counting, the House and the Senate need to separately vote on which is legitimate and which should be rejected. If each chamber votes differently, the set certified by the state's governor should count. That would hand the victory to Biden. That is why Louie Gohmert has sued. Because they believe that as a result of the 1887 Electoral Vote Counts Act is unconstitutional. Because the Constitution does not give that authority to a state governor to decide who that is. The story continues in the Epoch Times. The problem is there's a voluminous body of legal analysis arguing that the Electoral Count Act is unconstitutional. Congress has no business granting itself the authority to decide which slate of electors is the correct one and which votes should be rejected, nor does Congress have the power to designate state governors as the final arbiters. A lineup of legislators and a legal scholars have argued. Now, this is why they sued. The bottom line is that Mike Pence did not disagree. His lawyers met with Louie Gohmert's lawyers, which included Sidney Powell, and they disagreed. Mike Pence has remained silent. Now, let me give you a little hint here as to why I think this is important and that Mike Pence hasn't said anything yet. If Mike Pence had disagreed with this, Donald Trump would be hammering him right Now, Donald Trump is not saying a word about this. How can it be? I mean, you just think about this in your brain. You think about how closely Donald Trump and Mike Pence have worked together. Remember that series of tweets, pictures from Dan Scavino, the digital guy at the White House, Trump's guy, from last week? How they were up for like an hour or two. It showed this series of pictures of saying it was some incredibly important meeting going on, really teasing us, right? We'll all see something, we'll know something soon. Mike Pence is sitting there across from the president at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, along with other people. Those tweets were only up for about an hour, and then they were taken down. Why? Don't you think that Mike Pence, who's worked so closely with Donald Trump, would be completely in the loop here? I think so. And by virtue of the fact that Trump is not saying anything about this, tells me everything. I don't believe this headline, but I do believe this, however, fits very nicely in the art of war that we talked about yesterday, that Donald Trump is such a fan of. Sun Tzu, misdirection, deception. I think this story fits perfectly. Now, it doesn't mean that Trump's or that Pence's lawyers didn't disagree with Sidney Powell. I think they did. That's why this lawsuit has to go forward. It has to be heard very quickly. Sidney Powell said last night that they've asked for expedited judgment late last night. She became a party to this lawsuit late last night, folks. They've asked for an expedited declaratory judgment from a Trump-appointed federal judge in Texas. Let's hope that that's what he makes, is that declaratory statement in the next couple of days. Then truly there is no question. And then Mike Pence will still probably not give us any clues to what he's going to do. Glenn, I want you to hang on through the break. Sorry, I needed to get through all of that. I'll talk to you on the other side of the break. Folks, it's 8:30. Hopefully the sound will get better. I'm trying to work through it here. We will talk to you on the other side of this. There's more things to talk about, plus your comments. Don't go away. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, night, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
25 minutes to the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Last segment, last half hour today. In a moment, we're going to go to Glenn. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220. .am. Breaking news. Senator Josh Hawley has just said he will not vote. He cannot vote to certify the Electoral College results on July 6th. He announces he will object to the Electoral College certification process. That's the first senator who has had the courage to stand up. Folks, you need to go call the Capitol switchboard or email his office and thank him for doing that. And then urge Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and Tommy Tuberville to do the same. He says, and he just released a press release, following both the 2004 and 2016 elections, Democrats in Congress objected during the certification of electoral votes in order to raise concerns about election integrity. They were praised by Democratic leadership and the media when they did. And they were entitled to do so. But now, those of us concerned about the integrity of this election are entitled to do the same. I cannot vote to certify the Electoral College results on January 6th without raising the fact that some states, particularly Pennsylvania, failed to follow their own state election laws. And I cannot vote to certify without pointing out the unprecedented effort of mega corporations, including Facebook and Twitter, to interfere in this election in support of Joe Biden. At the very least, Congress should investigate allegations of voter fraud and adopt measures to secure the integrity of our elections. But Congress so far has failed to act. For these reasons, I will follow the same practice Democrat members of Congress have in years past and object during the certification process on January 6th to raise these critical issues. The crack in the dam, folks. There's another story that's breaking on the Gateway Pundit. Raffensperger, the supposed Republican Secretary of State of Georgia, just got caught, folks. You know that live Senate hearing that I alluded to in the first hour of the show that you could have watched on live? Georgia ballots were printed differently for Republican counties versus Democrat counties. This came out in testimony today by Yovan Pulitzer. He's the genius who has came up with the QR code and a whole bunch of other things. Okay? He's the guy who says all you have to do very quickly is scan the actual images, the pictures of these ballots, which we do here in Oregon, and look for the crease marks. And he said, we have technology, we can find all kinds of other marks that prove whether this was actually ever put in the mail or somebody actually touched it as a human being or not. This guy testified. And he showed, he revealed that there were differences between the ballots that were printed for Democrat counties versus Republican counties. And they show examples. You know what the difference is? The Republican counties had a barcode in the right-hand corner. The Democrat counties in Fulton County, now we're talking just Fulton County, Georgia, did not. Why is that significant? Because they're printed differently. This cause the different printing and the different type of barcode, and they show the example of the barcodes at the bottom, not just the ones at the top, but the ones at the bottom, cause the Republican votes to get kicked out by the Dominion machines. Why is that important? Well, because that then allowed them to go through that one click automatic adjudication process that Dr. Eric Coomer, you know, the anti-Trump, Antifa-loving nut who works for Dominion voting machines, he personally patented the adjudication process for Dominion voting. When you kick them out, that allows them to be adjudicated. This is stunning, folks. This came out of this hearing today. It's good information for you to know, because you can maybe help share that with people who are kind of on the fence, because I wonder how much this has happened in Oregon. We're going to find out. Let's go to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll talk to Glenn again, your second bite of the apple. What do you think of all that stuff I just threw out there?
Jeff, by the way, you come straight through on the phone, but I'm hardly getting you on the broadcast. Anyway, this is huge, because when they did the America Vote Act 2002, after the corruption that happened under the other election between the Bush and Gore, then they did this act of 2002. Creating another agency, U.S. Election Commission agency, and then it goes corrupt on ESS and Dominion, because this fat half billion dollar amount of money is then distributed to all of these counties. The authorities who get this money to buy the machines and put them where they want them. And then who does the printing? Who's the print shop? Is it in the basement of the Capitol building? Or is it their buddy down the street at print shop A, B, or C? Who is then told how to design the ballot? Come on. When you really look at this, county commissioners, college universities, county health authorities, if you put a skeleton across America, these all are joined. All of us joined. These county seats that are corrupt. The college and universities helping, calculating all of this, county health authorities, dictating back to the county commissioners to shut down their cities or their counties. It's all connected. Every one of these across the nation, state by state, county by county, city by city. And then who's distributing this billions of dollars in this U.S. election commission? I guess Mr. Bush, remember Mr. Bush? What did he call it? When he was CIA?
It was Help America Vote Act. That was the name of it.
Yeah.
Supposedly and everybody, you're right. Everybody was given this money, and we have it in Oregon. Here's the problem, is that it doesn't matter how quote unquote good your election system is. If it's designed for failure, like apparently Dominion voting system is, and frankly ESNS and Smartmatic and all of the systems, because they're all apparently using the same software, according to Sidney Powell. If it's designed to be rigged, if it's designed to be mathematically changed, well, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much money you spend on secure systems. It's all smoke and mirrors, isn't it, Glenn?
Who's getting the contract to print the ballots in Oregon? And how many different counties have a different print shop to change barcodes and arrangement or fade out the PMT in a certain area so it gets kicked out? And then who are the people asking for this at these county levels and city levels? It's corrupt humans in the new world order, according to Mr. Bush.
It's pretty scary. I mean, you asked some fair questions, and frankly, I don't know the answer to that. And it's one of the things that we need to ask, I think, along with a lot of other questions. I mean, I'm not discounting what Michael Cross is alleging to Ellen Rosenblum, that 90,000 ballots in Clackamas County alone were, quote unquote, too perfect. No smudge marks, no nothing. Now, we need to look at that, but also the fact that, Glenn, I don't know if you heard me say this, but he's also alleging in this letter that there was a flash update done to the state's vote tabulation computer, where all of the counties send their vote totals over the internet to the state of Oregon, that system at the state of Oregon that Steve Trout complained about that hasn't been updated in forever, and it gets back to your whole point about, you know, the HAVA Act and all this money that came from Bush after Bush versus Gore in 2000, that frankly that this system was flash updated 8 minutes before 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, November the 3rd. And it has to be recertified. Now, if that's true, if Steve Trout said that, and that's why he got fired, and that's true, then that ought to be the basis of a lawsuit, don't you think?
Well,
a federal lawsuit, because this affected federal elections.
Well, nobody's being held accountable. How many years did it go on, and nobody knew that they were doing this? And they just got away with it until somebody finally found out. And challenged them because the whole thing looks so dirty, from the voting machines to the ballot designs to the printing of them, all of this, and who was making the call in the county and the cities to spend this money to what print shop and what designer of the machinery and the hardware and the software, what they were going to, how they were going to design it, and what was the purpose of the final design, the New World Order.
Well, if it all leads to tyrannical control, one-party control of America, then that moves us in that direction. That's not a stretch to believe at all.
No, I just, we all spin our heads trying to figure out, like you're saying, what lawsuits can't even get through because the courts will not allow the lawsuits to go forward. There's another, like you're saying today, another lawsuit in Texas. Is this going to be a flipper judge? Flip-flop judge?
Well, look, sooner or later, if enough lawsuits in federal court get in front of Trump-appointed judges, at some point a judge is going to say, yes, this lawsuit has merit, and they're going to rule on it. They're going to hear the evidence and actually rule on it, because that hasn't happened. No court has literally ruled on any evidence in any of these lawsuits. That has to happen, and when that happens, that opens the door for us in Oregon to do the same. Frankly, it probably forces the hand of the U.S. Supreme Court, as it should. Thanks, Glenn. It's 8:48. Back in a moment. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. This is the last segment for today. My apologies again for the sound quality. There are reasons why this is happening today. I'm not sure exactly why. I'm not sure how to fix it. We're working on it. Hopefully it won't happen again. I did get a Gail and Rick said that we really, it's good information, but we really have to listen, maybe repeat the names, go a little slower. Yeah, I know. I get a little excited sometimes. Callers are coming through as normal. That's good. And then she emailed and said, we sound good now. Okay. Wanda sends me an email, says, by the way, if you want to send me an email, it's jeff@1220.am. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line if you want to comment today. 503-589-1220. Wanda writes, the reason Kim Thatcher lost to Shamia Fagan is that the number of Oregon Dems is much higher than ours. Also, Deb Patterson beat Bowles because Deb Patterson went door to door for a year before COVID. Oregon elections are clean. We'll see, Wanda. Now, you're right in large measure that, yeah, there are more Democrats registered in Oregon by quite a bit, but the largest group of registered voters now by far are the unaffiliated voters. They are a complete opportunity. Now, Deb Patterson, yeah, she beat Bowles. But are you entirely sure that every vote got counted the way it was cast?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find out. So it seems to be fixed. Sound quality is good now. Thank you, Jarris. And Linda, I think you fixed it. Last few minutes were clear and understandable. That's good. I have no idea what happened, friends. Senator Josh Hawley is going to object. He's from Missouri, by the way, to the Electoral College certification. Now, I want to say something, too, about Mitch McConnell holding up this, and he is holding up the $2,000 stimulus check bill, because he's adding in the Section 230 and voter fraud commissions. Now, what's Trump doing? He's beating up on Republican senators, isn't he? Yet why would McConnell do anything that Trump wants? Like Trump wants to get rid of Section 230, which is why he literally vetoed the defense bill, the NDAA.
Well, that's because it didn't include doing away with Section 230, which is the one that allows Twitter and Facebook to censor us, along with YouTube and all the others. So, voter fraud. Now, some people are saying that McConnell is doing this to guarantee that it fails, because Nancy Pelosi would have to agree to this. And she's never going to agree with doing away Section 230 or voter fraud provisions. They're probably right about that, but I think he's also trying to mollify Trump, because he's going to vote to override Trump's veto of the defense bill because of Section 230. So he's throwing a bone to Trump here, knowing that, yeah, even if they vote and get this passed out of the Senate, Nancy Pelosi's going to not agree to it, and they're going to have to go to a conference, and who knows what comes out of that. So how does he fix that? Here's my idea. Now listen to this. What Mitch McConnell needs to do to really make this juicy for Nancy Pelosi, to get her to agree to Section 230 and voter fraud, because she's in a very precarious position, folks. She's barely going to retain her speakership. What McConnell needs to do is up the ante a little bit. A little poker here. He needs to say, you know, instead of $2,000, why don't we give a real amount of money to each of these people? I mean, after all, it's Christmas, right? After all, you know, the Senate and, you know, Republicans and Democrats in Congress have no sense of fiscal responsibility at all. So what's another few hundred billion dollars? Why doesn't he just double it and send back to Nancy Pelosi a bill that gives $4,000 per person, $8,000 for a couple? How is Nancy Pelosi going to say no to that? Or even Ron Wyden or Jeff Merkley? Or even Kurt Schrader, who voted against it. Kurt, how would you do that? That's upping the ante. Yeah, it's going to cost a few hundred billion more, but heck, out of 30 trillion, that's kind of nothing, isn't it? But if it puts Nancy Pelosi in a spot where she is in a no-win position, and Chuck Schumer, oh, how juicy that would be, wouldn't it? Now, I don't expect McConnell to do that, but I know I'm fantasizing here, folks, but wouldn't it be fun to see that? Oh, boy, would that be good. I think that's what McConnell ought to do. He ought to double it. I mean, you think about all of the members of the House of Representatives. They're going to vote against that? I doubt it. In fact, I think a lot of Republicans would have to vote for it at that point, too. But let me tell you something. You know what? Isn't that fair? Isn't it fair that a government who has shut us down, and the federal government has by and large, that is imposing its will on us, destroying our economy, and governors, don't you think that maybe the governors ought to pay some of this? Maybe that ought to be a condition of McConnell doubling this, saying to governors, you need to pay a third of it, just a third of it. Oh, sometimes I surprise myself. Just kidding. Hey, folks, you know that Georgia Senate subcommittee is still holding that hearing, and it's live right now. If you go to the Epoch Times, you can watch it. This is where they just have come up with this testimony by Jovan Pulitzer that is on the Gateway Pundit story. I don't have this on my show plan, folks, but this is powerful. That in Fulton County, they printed two different types of ballots, one for Democrats, and this is in the general election, one for Democrats that didn't have a barcode and one for Republicans that did. This caused GOP votes to get kicked out by the Dominion machines, and then they go to the adjudication process. That's that fraudulent process that I described previously. That the nut job anti-Trumper, Antifa-loving Dr. Eric Coomer patented. Boy, that's why we got to look at these machines, folks. Look, there's going to be a lot happen today. I hope you get a chance to watch this rally. And come to our rally Friday here at the state capitol at noon, New Year's Day. We're going to talk about this and a lot of things. And we're going to march down to Kate Brown's house, Mahonia Hall, and let her have it. Keep the faith, keep believing, keep praying, be active. Don't get discouraged. This ain't over. See you tomorrow, friends.